In this new life of social distancing imposed by the coronavirus, tens of thousands of Vermonters are trying to work and learn from home. To do that, they need the internet. And the more robust the connection, the better. Yet in many parts of the state, people don't have access to high-speed services or they simply can't afford the monthly charges. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the pandemic has highlighted the digital divide that separates the broadband haves from the have-nots.
Oh, look at that view.
Looking pretty good today.
You can see the mobile workplace.
Todd Komen and his son Philip are in the parking lot of the Rumney Memorial School in Middlesex. Snow-capped Mount Hunger looms nearby, and we're chatting at a safe distance about the internet service at their house, a few miles up a dirt road from here.
Philip and Noah's mobile office.
Yeah, Noah was taking video calls from the back seat in town yesterday.
Philip is a sales rep for an outdoor clothing retailer. But like many young adults, he and his brother Noah work and live at home these days. All is good, except for their glacially slow internet from Consolidated Communications.
We might as well have dial-up at this point, it seems like. And now we have three people trying to work professional jobs that are based out of state. And we need to connect, so.
So they find workarounds, wireless hotspots in Montpelier, even a snowy hike up the hill behind their house to get a good cell signal so their phones can access large files.
So I've been running up the hill to load up some data or download some photos or whatever I need, and it's not great, but you know, it functions without driving to town.
His father, Todd, is a professor at Endicott College in Massachusetts who now works from home. His main concern is all the students who are trying to learn remotely.
We need to, you know, really think about those students because they are the future of Vermont. And if they can't make it in the rural areas, then it's pretty tough.
Welcome to Senate Finance, everyone. We are live streaming. You can get us on YouTube.
The Vermont legislature, like everyone else, is learning to work remotely. The Senate Finance Committee recently heard some alarming news about the digital divide facing some students and parents.
There are lots of homes without internet, and it's also expensive. As principals, we think that is a real equity issue for the state.
Jane Nichols is executive director of the Vermont Principals Association.
And if we don't tackle that, then it's going to be really hard to support kids if we go through another crisis like this in the future.
Nichols says he has to juggle internet time on a slow connection at home in Berkshire with his daughter and school-age grandson. He knows it's worse for others.
People are losing jobs. They're stressed out. They're not in a position to really help their children with the schoolwork. Internet access or not.
It's hard to get an exact number of how many students are at home without good broadband for online learning. The Department of Public Service says about 7% of Vermont addresses lack access to basic internet, while 77% of Vermont addresses can get speeds that meet the federal definition of broadband. But that doesn't mean all those people can afford the service. Look at just a few districts, and you see the differences. Up to half the students in the Orleans Southwest District live without reliable broadband, according to surveys by the superintendent. That compares to 15% of students in the Lamoille South District who lack adequate internet. Access also varies widely in towns within a school district, says Jeff Francis, director of the Vermont Superintendents Association. He says Thetford has great service, but
in the town of Newberry, which is in the same supervisory district as Thetford, 30% of the students in Newberry don't have access.
Providers have taken steps to address the issue. They've opened up Wi-Fi hotspots, lifted data caps, and waived disconnections if customers get behind on bills. Springfield-based Vermont Telephone Company is offering free high-speed wireless service to students in Rutland. Educators are also doing their own workarounds. In the Lamoille South Supervisory Union, Superintendent Tracy Rend has worked with Capstone Community Action to buy 50 iPhones. Rend says the plan is for families to use the phones as wireless hotspots.
It certainly won't be a solution for all families. Some families in our region don't have, not only do they not have internet access, they also don't have cell phone access. So there still be maybe families for whom this is not a solution, but we'll take a big step to meeting an unmet need.
As Ren points out, digital dead ends exist for a variety of reasons, ranging from economic to technological. Consolidated Communications, which bought the legacy landline company Fairpoint, serves many parts of the state. But its DSL internet is often slower than cable or fiber optic service to the home. The company has also struggled in recent years as its landline customers leave and competitors with more attractive offerings whittle away at its broadband business. In Middlesex, Todd Komen says a consolidated technician told his family that their service could be greatly improved if the company upgraded a switch a few miles from their house. And Komen points out that the state and federal government has invested tens of millions of dollars in state and federal money in the last decade to improve connectivity.
It's still a problem. And, you know, I threw my hands up years ago and I figured, well, we're just going to have to live with this. But during this crisis, and knowing how many people now are working from home, studying from home, it's just unacceptable.
And that may be one of the biggest lessons of the COVID crisis. It's shown the absolute necessity of good, affordable broadband for work and education. Clay Purvis, telecommunications director at the Vermont Department of Public Service, put it this way at a recent legislative hearing.
The risk of sounding callous, the pandemic is going to highlight for America the real effects of the digital divide.
Purvis's boss, Public Service Commissioner June Tierney, says she plans to underscore that point as she works with counterparts around the country to get federal help to boost broadband in rural areas. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.